You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
I'm thrilled. Didn't expect it. The guys outside, when we received the first award at the table, they were absolutely thrilled. So I think this award is certainly reflective of what goes on at the Ocean View, but I suppose in terms of the greater business, it's not only the Ocean View, it's the entire business. It's our Trump's Bar and Restaurant, our spa, the entire accommodation department, and recognition of one part of our business that excels, but in an overall business which really goes out of its way on a daily basis to ensure that every guest that comes through our door is certainly well looked after and given the best of what I describe as a warm West Clare hospitality. So it's fantastic.
And stiff competition as well, it must be said.
Yeah, I mean, when I look around the room, I see my peers, I see the Old Ground, I see the Temple Gate, I see Sean has come in from Limerick into the Woodstock, and then, you see the Meanwell there and the Market Bar. I was there on Sunday night. And, while we're a larger organisation, probably in scale, to other hospitality enterprises in Ennis, we're by no means short of expertise in terms of what's going on around. I mean, it's fantastic to see what everybody is doing right around the county to bring tourism in, and I just think it's great. I think we have a lot of good things going for us.
And coming away from tonight with two awards, it's two more for the shelf. It is satisfying. It must be said.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we are an international company. We have a HQ in New York, as everybody knows, and we have our challenges right across the globe in terms of selling our business. And bringing people into our business and bringing them into Shannon Airport. But it is essentially a Clare business. Local people who within a 20-kilometre environment of Doune Beg, giving their 100% every day into our business. And then we have our international factor, our head chef, Greg, who's from Poland, our sous chef from Italy, who are coming to West Clare to express themselves and to perform on a daily basis again for our international clientele that's coming through. So very, very proud of the team. It's a team effort, 305 employees throughout the summer who've given fantastic service to our best year yet since we opened the resort. So we're very, very pleased. And this is testament to their efforts.
And like you say, look, everyone knows the international headquarters, but you say a Clare business, so to get the Clare awards, that's a big thing.
100%. Yeah, 100%. It's very, very pleasing to be recognised by those who are closest to you. And as I said to you earlier on, when you look around that room and the amount of hospitality businesses, not only in terms of bars and restaurants and catering, but the attractions, to be up there amongst them is very satisfying. And congratulations to those who received their awards this evening, but also well done to our team out at Trump Doune Beg for putting their best foot forward in this regard.
And in the past few days, we were supposed to have President Trump here. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. Will the two awards help him come back next year?
That's true. I mean, you could have had a very sleepy Joe Russell here this evening after the goings and comings of Secret Service, etc. So you never know. One never knows. We didn't know what was going to happen then, so we don't know what's going to happen over the next year. So, look, we'll just, like every challenge, we'll face them as they come and do our best. Most importantly is to represent Clare internationally the best way that we can and look after our people that we have out of Trump Doune Beg. Fantastic people, I'm very proud of.
And I'm sure you'll pass the news of the awards up to Donald himself.
I will, 100%. Thank you.
An elated Joe Russell there, just one of the beaming businessmen and women from around Clare who walked away with awards last night. In all, 13 were handed out, with Ocean View Restaurant taking the Best Place to Eat in Clare award as well as the top one on the night. Among the other winners were Cahir & Co solicitors in Ennis, who were commended for their innovative use of technology in business.
Thrilled and delighted. I suppose it's a big shock because, look, there was other very good competitors in the category, so delighted to have received this recognition, and to receive this reward.
Yeah, I mean, it is very exciting for traditional business that has to keep up with modern times. So introducing technology and adding more and more of it as we move into social media, as we move into faster technology, it's huge because we have to put it in and everybody in the team participates in doing that. So we're in the 21st century, we have to keep up. So we're really excited because we probably are 5 or 10 years in adding bits and bits and bits. So it's not quite an overnight success. It's 10 years in the making. So we are delighted.
And it's harder and harder to do that technology innovation.
Oh, absolutely. And in every business, technology is going so fast, and especially in law. And I suppose we've made the decision that we'd invest heavily in it, that we'd utilise technology where we could, both for our own benefit and for the benefit of our clients. And and I suppose a reward like this recognises the hard work that ourselves and especially all of our staff have put in that regard.
Tina and Claire-Anne from Bambinos and Ennis were thrilled with their success as the best retailer.
We actually won best retailer of the night, which is, my God, a huge shock. Fantastic achievement. Great for Bambinos. We're only 2 years open, so it's fantastic for the town. We won another award last weekend, but this means an awful lot to us. It's a local award, and we're just so proud of our town and County Clare, and the support we get is unbelievable. Yeah,
it makes a big week. You were top five, I believe, last weekend in the National Awards, which was, of course, won by an Ennis retailer as well, but it's fantastic to get the local recognition.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. And again, look, thanks to everyone who has supported us this week. Again, great to bring it back to Ennis. Great for even the likes of Willow next door, Shannon Duty Free. It was just fantastic night.
And we can't forget Patrick Burke's, the County Boutique, and all the other amazing retailers in Ennis. They are drawing an awful lot of people into our town, and we have to remember all those stores as well. It isn't about any one store. It's a fantastic town, and we pull together, and that's what it's all about. And we just want to thank our friends and family, and a special mention to we have a crew that work with us, and they're amazing. Dunn Conheidy Manufacturing and Ashley Carmody Creative Practice. They've been phenomenal, what they've done for our store and us. So thanks to everyone.
Carrigoran House, meanwhile, took home the award for excellence in professional services, and Valerie Vaughan was delighted.
I mean, we are quite a large employer in the area. We have 132 people on staff at the moment. We offer 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service. So for those people, and I suppose the people that I've brought here tonight from Carrigoran, they are from our cleaning services, they're from our administration services, nurses who work on nights, and healthcare assistants. And that's our backbone. That's what we're about, is the 24/7 and people.
Absolutely over the moon, yeah, it's fantastic.
What difference does an award like this make for your business?
I think number one, it recognises the hard work that everyone puts in, you know, especially when you have a good team behind you. You want to make sure that they're appreciated, and that they're appreciated not just by us, but by the customers they're serving.
So it's a lot, it's not just, like you say, the people behind the bar. There's a lot of people that are, you know, after bringing this award to your bar.
Absolutely. It's a huge win for everyone, let's say, concerned. Our customers are like, you know, our regular customers who come in and help make the bar what it is, as much as any of the staff, you know, and we all do our little bit for it. So it really is recognition of all the hard work everyone puts in.
And it's nice, I suppose, to have a night like this where you can come together with your fellow business owners in Ennis and just have a bit of crack and just enjoy it.
Absolutely. It's very rare. Normally, there's a barrier between us.
Staying in that sector, and Hotel Woodstock in Ennis was named the best hospitality provider. Its owners, Sean and Elaine Lally, were thrilled with the award, having only come to Clare for business 2 years ago.
It's a huge honour. We're absolutely delighted, and coincidentally, today is our second year anniversary, having started in the hotel. I suppose myself and my wife, Elaine, joined Hotel Woodstock 2 years ago. Our son is pursuing a career in hotel management. He's going to GMIT in Galway. So we're very much a family-run establishment with the Choice Hotel Group. So we're really thrilled, a little bit shocked.
Absolutely shocked, and we're delighted. And we have to say thank you very much. And without our staff have made it for us. And we're thrilled. We're just so proud of our staff, very much so, and our family.
Yeah. And a two-year turnaround, that's quick work.
No, it is good, but like it is definitely the team in the hotel. I know a lot of the time we may get the photos and the awards and that type of stuff, but we couldn't do it unless we had the team behind us. And we were very, very lucky to have such a loyal local staff who, you know, whether they're front of house or back of house, it doesn't really matter. They really are outstanding for it. That's one. The second is our customers. At this stage, we've built up a kind of a very loyal base of customers. We've had customers coming back to us. In fact, we've done a number of weddings now that the weddings are actually coming back and have their christenings with us. So, you know, we really have built it up. We've got huge support from the local community, and we're really, really thrilled with that, and really, really delighted with tonight's award. You know, it's fantastic.
These award winners have all shared their delight at their success.
Mayor's Pork Products, best microbusiness in Clare. How do you feel about the win tonight?
Oh, we're delighted. Thank you very much. You know, a small little family business out in Quinn for the last 4 to 3 years, we're carrying the flag, and it's great. I know we're still micro, but sure, maybe one day we might grow up.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous. Delighted to be in County Clare.
And involved.
Involved in the local, you know, being a local business. and obviously local people picking us for the award is absolutely fabulous. The LEO have been fabulous to us. They've been behind us for the last 10 years, easy,
yeah,
maybe longer. So, you know, it's absolutely brilliant. For
it's
us
great
to
have the
this.
Backing of your local enterprise office. You know, yeah. Porrig and his team have been great to us. And hopefully they will be even better after this.
They've helped us develop new products, sausage
absolutely.
Rolls. That we
yeah.
went up to Dublin and won awards for those. So it's brilliant that they've obviously helped us in other areas
yeah.
to develop things as well.
In every way,
yeah.
They've helped
hopefully
us
there's
financially
more to come as well.
And in every way, yeah.
Congratulations, first of all. Yes, we're delighted with the award.
Thank you very much indeed. We're really thrilled. We didn't expect it. And I want to congratulate all the other winners, of course, and most of all, our excellent staff, of which we could not win here tonight without them. And Roisin and Aoife, of course, the backbone of our business.
And I suppose coming away with that award, like you say, it was unexpected, but, you know, a lot of work goes into it.
Well, customer service, you always have to give 100% to your customers. We would not be 42 years in business only for our customers. The customers and people of Clare have always supported us at Madden Furniture and Cribs.ie, and only for them we wouldn't be in business. So we appreciate all the customers of Clare for their custom, and we hope to give you continued 100% customer service. We don't always get it right, but we certainly try, and that's why we are so honoured to receive this award this evening, so thank you.
Look, you've spoken to us before about the importance yeah. of family business, and to get awarded for that, it shows the hard work that a family can do in business.
Well, absolutely. We're, you know, first and second generation, and hopefully we'll be able to pass it down to a third generation business, but business is hard no matter what, you know, type of background you're coming from. But family business definitely has its fun points, and we're always talking about business, even at the dinner table. But we love it, and we wouldn't be in business only for we actually love what we do. But it still goes back to the support that we get from the people of County Clare and outside the counties as well. So we're very, very blessed. We do always try and keep, you know, the best products on the market and try and bring new things to keep it exciting for our customers. It's great though, like, to be able to work with my sister and my mother every day. It's a blessing really, and we're so proud of our mother who continued the business after Dad passed away in 2004. And yeah, we're very proud of Michelle.
My name is Sadie Chowan. I'm the CEO of the Barnfleth Humery.
And I'm Sandra Burke, I'm the shop manager.
So what does tonight's award mean to you?
I'm very proud. I'm really proud of what we've achieved. It's a great team behind us of local staff, and we all work really hard to give people the best experience we possibly can when they come to the perfumery.
And an awful lot of work, I imagine, went into winning this award.
Well, yes, I suppose, but it's ongoing. It's something that we pride ourselves in. Every tourist is welcome to the same as a local, so I think it works for us, yeah.
And the product is a perfume for Clare then, so it's kind of, I suppose, an interesting one, maybe not one that we've seen out on the floor tonight.
Yeah, perfume and organic skincare, and everything is made on site in small batches. So yes, it's a great visitor experience as well. So it's lovely to have recognition, and we hope that you'll all come and see us.
And away from business, the 12 O'Clock Hills project in Kilkishan was named the best voluntary community group in Clare. One of those involved in that, John Lenihan, explains.
Well, the 12 O'Clock Hills, as you know, is located between Six Mile Bridge and Broadford, very close to the Torpy Hurley factory making centre. And it's something that has been developed in the last 4 or 5 years by a voluntary group within Kilkishan, led by Patsy Neville, who's our chairman. He was the initiator of the project. And we've been very, very fortunate over the last 4 or 5 years to have developed trails up around that area with a lot of voluntary help, and it's been a fantastic project.
You must be delighted to win the award for that hard work.
Well, sure, it's a fantastic achievement when we're up against two very big projects in Innes, and we're absolutely thrilled. Both John Power and myself are here tonight. John gave a lot of time there as well during the last number of years, and we're absolutely thrilled.
It gives a bit of recognition to the hard work that went in, and maybe it gives it a bit of a profile too.
Well, sure, I suppose it goes back to the old saying, it's the mail. You know, it's what we're all about, voluntary efforts, Saturday morning, doing the physical work up there ourselves. And that's what it's all about. It's a great project, and we'd be delighted to see a lot more people using it in the future.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.